You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the gym class here on this sunny Monday afternoon, a breezy one throughout eastern Iowa. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, as well as your KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. Scott Udash with you. It is Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us coming up here in a moment. And, of course, the most important component of the equation, and that is you out there, our listener. You can reach us via the text line. That is available at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. Good show coming up for you. Lots to talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports as we will wrap up the 2021 Masters, our first Japanese winner. We will talk about that, college basketball news from the weekend. You and I almost pulling off a big upset as far as college football is concerned, and a whole lot more coming your way. And whatever's on your mind out there, again, at 319-366-1600. Got some big news here at KGYM. Let you know about what we are going to do next Monday. We have a big contest starting off next Monday throughout the day. It's our Pardon Our Interruption on KGYM Sports Radio, because we'll be interrupting your favorite hosts every weekday to give you a shot at winning $1,000. That's right, $1,000. Starting next Monday, when you hear us interrupt any radio show on the gym with the cash keyword, head to KGYMradio.com and enter that hour's keyword for your chance to win $1,000. And there are multiple times to win on multiple KGYM frequencies. Listen in the 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. hours on the Gym OT at 107.5 FM. Then again at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. Each keyword will get you an entry towards $1,000. So make sure and listen and head to KGYMradio.com each time we say the keyword. More details are available on our website. So we'll be starting that coming up next week. Looking forward to that and that terrific contest coming your way right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Bring in Mark Dukes here on this Monday afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone. And you know what? If it's going to benefit a listener, you can interrupt me anytime.
I can double that as well. I'll double down on that, Mark, as a matter of fact. So, that'll be coming up next Monday. Looking forward to everybody entering that contest. And, that should be a good one. And, again, you can go to KGYMradio.com for more details on that. Very interesting weekend in the world of sports continues today. Real briefly, if you have not heard, Minnesota Twins game today canceled due to the unrest and what is going on in Brooklyn Center up in the Twin Cities. Very unfortunate situation up there. So no Twins game. Don't know about the rest of the schedule as far as this week. They were scheduled to be afternoon games anyway with the Red Sox. So not weekday afternoon games. Of course, we air Twins games, but not weekday afternoon games throughout the year. We'll let you know once we hear about what the schedule is, if there are going to be any changes. Also, the games tonight with the T-Wolves and the Wild are off tonight. The Wild and the Blues will not be playing tonight in respect to what's going on as sports and society kind of conflict right there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Monday edition of the show at 9 minutes past the hour of 3. A weekend, obviously, Mark, that was highlighted by a very historic Sunday at Augusta National as the first Japanese male to win a major golf tournament prevailed this weekend at Augusta National.
historic is the right word. There's no question about it. As a Hideki Matsuyama became the first Japanese player to win, a men's player, I should say, to win a major. Two women have done so on the LPGA Tour. And, you know, for much of it, Scott, I even text you, it lacked a lot of drama until the 15th hole when Hideki inexplicably decided to go for the green in two, the par five, and blasted it over the green into the creek. And meanwhile, Xander Schauffele was on a roll, putting pressure on him. Matsuyama lucky to make bogey there, I think. He hit a brilliant shot in route to a recovering bogey there and went on to win by one. But it did gain some drama on the back nine, as it often does. And, you know, a lot of folks believe this is going to open up. Japan is already a golf-crazed nation. They got these multi-layered driving ranges, and they're always filled, and people love their golf in Japan, and people believe it was going to open the door to more Japanese players having success on the PGA Tour, much like on the LPGA Tour, where Japanese and Asians are very dominant on that circuit, and why not the men? And I know they're hoping for that. And it was really a historic weekend for Japanese players because the winner of the women's amateur, whose final round was played at Augusta National for the women, was also a Japanese teenager. So quite a weekend for that country. And, you know, in a couple, 3 months when they hold the Olympics in Tokyo, what do you think? Hideki carries the flag in or lights the Olympic flame? What do you think?
Yes, yes, no, yes, maybe. right now, the country of Japan on a big-time roll. I will give you, there are several options as far as that is concerned. Do not forget, however, yes, Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese male to win the Masters to win a major golf tournament. Keep in mind that last August or September, I can't even remember, Takuma Sato from Tokyo won his second Indianapolis 500, which is auto racing also very big as far as Japan is concerned. I've got my, if I had to lay a bet down, I've got one of those two that perhaps is going to have something, or both of them will have something very much, if it works out in their schedules anyway, to do about the last leg as far as the Olympic flame is concerned. And I've not cross-checked and seen the date of the opening ceremony down or in Tokyo compared to the golf schedule or the IndyCar schedule as of yet. So we'll see. But those two are, they are probably 1A and 1B right now as far as sports heroes in Japan are concerned.
Well, I think that Japan also has the number one ranked women's tennis player in the world. May pale in comparison to Matsuyama and Takuma Sato, but yeah, that nation is really you know, becoming becoming very good on the international scene.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on the Masters from the weekend. Hideki Matsuyama's breakthrough win as far as a major championship is concerned. Yeah, the drama got built on 15. I was waiting for Sir Nick, on the CBS broadcast to chime in. And what is he doing? What? I was with you. I'm going, okay, he's going to go for the green in two. Only bad.
He had a 3 or 4 shot lead at the time.
Yeah, 4 shot lead, I believe it was. And I'm thinking, only bad things can happen right here. And he hit it well, but he thinned it a little bit, and that thing took off and went right over the green. And as soon as it hit that back slope, down slope off of 15, you knew if you were a golf aficionado and know anything about Augusta National that that ball was destined for the pond in between the 16th tee and the 16th green, which probably gets as many golf balls as the pond in front of the 15th green does.
Yeah, and just when Xander Schauffele pulls within two on 16, he flushes an 8-iron, hits the bank, and that goes into the water. When Schauffele should have just did what most players do, aim for that spine. The ball trickles down to the pin, makes a par at worst. Instead, he makes triple and shoots himself out of the tournament. And I don't know, maybe we're bearing the lead here a bit, but Will Zalatoris finishing second, the 24-year-old, who was largely unflappable, I thought.
Played
shot
well.
Shot a 200-par round on Sunday. Every round, I think, under par. A guy who doesn't have status on the PGA Tour may make the Ryder Cup team without status on the tour, unless he wins a tournament. But he's won one tournament in his life, and that was a Korn Ferry Tour event in Colorado a couple, 3 years ago. And this guy stood in there and battled to the very end.
Yeah, and I was kind of anxious to see what Will was going to do yesterday. And he was a very accomplished amateur golfer. Finals of the U.S. Amateur, very high in the U.S. Amateur. Walker Cupper from back in 2017 on that amazing team that had Scottie Scheffler on it, among others. Colin Morikawa and people like that that are all making waves right now as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. And then he kind of fell way off. Is coming back, still not a great putter. In fact, you kind of saw that down the stretch. He putted well, though. He has throughout the year. He putted very well. He was in the top three going into the final round and putting statistics at Augusta. Just had a little bit of leak some oil on the back nine on the greens a little bit, or he would have been right in there as well. But, Schauffele is kind of the interesting story because Xander – despite the fact that this was, I think, his seventh top six in the last 15 majors, he has had that one shot seemingly in each one of those top sixes that cost him the tournament late. And you chronicled the one he hit yesterday on 16 that he pulled, went in off the bank, into the water, ended up making six there. And that was the end of the run. And if Xander can figure out how to close, he's already number six player in the world, and he's going to go nowhere but up, even though he only has five spots to go here. But, Rahm looking like he was going to get into it yesterday. That was my pick, by the way. finished in the top five, 72-72, 72-66. So he got the triplicate patch before he ended up with the 66 out there, but he did very well. You had Justin Thomas implode on Saturday as he was in it. Bryson DeChambeau never got going and now is pulled out of the RBC Heritage coming up this weekend. So he will not play there. It's just, even though a lot of people are favoring Bryson, like they talked about, especially on Golf Channel in the last several nights, this is, you can bomb it on this golf course, but this is the most cerebral golf course probably in the world. And some of Bryson's wins on the PGA Tour, you just hit it, bomb it 370, you've got a half wedge into basically every green, and the rough is not real high as it once was in the PGA Tour. You can't do that at Augusta because you have angles to deal with, you've got slopes to deal with, you've got you name it to deal with. And a lot of people are saying that Bryson might not be his course as far as major championships are concerned. I guess time will tell. He's still a very young man.
Yeah, it's very interesting. He was never in the hunt after shooting a very good second round to make the cut. Then he shot a pair of 75s on the weekend and just was never a factor. And he's going to have to figure out that golf course. It's a course like none other, as they say. And at least this weekend, it didn't fit DeChambeau, that's for sure. And as far as Matsuyama goes, another thing I thought about, Scott, was that we often talk about the best player never to have won a major. And I don't think Matsuyama's name has come up in those conversations very often. And he's been around 8, 9, 10 years. But this is a guy, I think, one of the best players in the world up until yesterday, never to have won a major.
True. True. And for a long time, it was Lee Westwood. I don't think he has that moniker anymore. Probably now, even though he is still very, very young, it's probably John Rahm's to wear right now, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
He's right up there for sure.
I mean, it's got to be him. It's got to be Shoffley. One of those. They're 1A and 1B as far as probably top players to not win a major as far as things are concerned so far. But their majors are coming. Their majors are coming. Same thing. Matsuyama went through what? He hadn't won in 4 years, something like that, much like Jordan Spieth. Mm-hmm. His last victory, I believe, was at the Memorial Jacks tournament, Hideki's was. And he's got all of the talent, obviously, in the world. And not the greatest putter, but he harnessed it for 4 days and did miraculously well as far as the greens are concerned at a place that is very tough to putt with Augusta National. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment on the Masters, as that was played and won by Hideki Matsuyama. The pretty amazing thing that everyone is talking about today was the afterwards with the caddy, Matsuyama's caddy, and the bow toward Augusta National itself. Great way for CBS to close things out yesterday with the one and only Jim Nantz. Hello, friends. And that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a bow in reverence to the facility and the tournament. And Matsuyama's not very good with the press. And by the way, CBS bringing in the Japanese broadcast, what, 3 or 4 times? I mean, well, it was cool one time. Didn't do much for him. I don't speak Japanese. I don't understand it. I know there are people in the country that that do. Didn't do much for me.
The first one was neat. Hey, that was pretty cool. And the last one was pretty cool when he won. I've never heard Tommy Nakajima speak, even in English. So he was a very quiet pro back in the day. But as you can tell, very, very much. You talked about golf in Japan. And just reading about golf in Japan over the last couple of years, that the Japanese people very much like to play. You talked about double-deckered and triple-deckered driving ranges that they have in Japan. They have those because there just aren't a lot of golf courses in Japan, from what I read. And the golf courses that are basically there, a vast majority of them are country clubs, and not many of the public players can get out there and play. So that is how they play. They get their golf fix is with the driving ranges, much like what the Top Golfs and things that we have are just starting to come into vogue as far as America is concerned. So not a lot of people like to play golf. There aren't a lot of places to play golf as far as Japan is concerned.
Very true. And 2401 on the text line, throwing in Ricky Fowler's name as one of the best players to never have won a major.
Yeah, I think so. But, boy, Ricky has been in a slump. He had, 3 or 4 years ago, he had a top five in every major.
2014.
Yeah, seems like Ricky wasn't even in the field at Augusta National. That is how far Ricky has fallen. He did not secure an invitation with the different ways that you can get an invitation to play at the Masters and Augusta National. And yeah, Ricky was not there over the weekends. I don't know. At one time, I think 5 years ago, maybe Fowler. Yeah, but Fowler is not it to me right now. My thinking is probably Shoffley at this point because he's a little bit older than Rahm.
And he's fallen down the world rankings as well.
True. 4007 on the text line. He is going through swing changes, and some players adapt to it quicker than others. Rory's not doing so good. Spieth didn't do anything for 2 years. Might take Ricky another year or so. Probably the case. Spieth is just getting into it now. Rory, Rory's just kind of a hot mess right now.
Yep.
Not really sure. He's missing left. He's missing right. And with, you, me, and Buttons, it's bad enough when we're on the golf course and we hit one left, two to the right, one down the middle, one left, and one to the right. That's our recipe. That's an amateur's recipe. When pros start doing it, that is an absolute red flag right there, because pros can fix a one-sided miss. If they're hitting it left, they can get that taken care of. If they're hitting it right, they can get that taken care of. If they're hitting it both ways, that's not a good situation.
No, it isn't. You're absolutely right. They can correct if they're missing one side or the other. But when you don't know where the ball's going, especially in a major, that's a recipe for disaster.
Or anywhere.
True.
Or anywhere there. 319-366-1600. Hideki Matsuyama is the 2021 Masters champion. As you mentioned, as Jim Nantz talked about yesterday, bookends as far as the country of Japan is concerned, as, of course, the young 17-year-old took the Augusta Women's National Amateur a week ago. So that was very, very well done. And, Japan getting things done. And we now get ready a month from now to head back for the PGA in its new regular spot in the month of May, as they will head down to the Ocean Course at Kiawa Island, South Carolina, where the last time it was played at that particular spot, it was a romp by Rory, won by 8, I believe, the PGA Championship back almost a decade ago, around a decade ago anyway. So we'll see. And if Rory, you got to think Rory is feeling pretty good about it, but just his putting is not good right now, and he just does not look like the same Rory with that swing. So we'll see.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. And every player, it seems, goes through something. And Rory is going through that something right now. But he's too good of a player to be bad for any length of time.
True. Very true. I have not seen any of the television ratings today. I would imagine it was probably not the greatest viewed Masters of all time. With it was like you said, Mark 3, 4, 5 was the margin up until the end, and but we'll see. It is still the Masters, and it will still get a big number right there. But say what you will about Tiger and whatnot, but in this day and age, there are a lot more good golfers than there were even 20 years ago when Tiger completed the Tiger Slam. There are so many good players out there right now, and so many guys that can just absolutely hit it 8 miles. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch and take in each week, but especially at Augusta.
Couple texts coming in on Japanese golf. 6009. Claims that Japan is second in the world for number of golf courses. United States is first. 0945 saying, I was in Japan several times in the early 2000s, and golf was extremely expensive to play.
Yeah, and exactly, 0945. And that refers to 6009's tweet or text to us right there, is the fact that there are a lot of golf courses, but they're not always accessible. As far as the public is concerned. Yeah, and like they say, 4007, yes, very true that they have a lot of golf courses, but like you said, a lot of them are private country clubs. So a lot of people playing golf in Japan.
So, is this a Caddy Smack edition? No, wait, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, well, not this Wednesday, every other Wednesday.
Yeah.
A week from this Wednesday, we'll get her kicked around again as far as Caddy Smack is concerned. So, the tour makes the short drive now from Augusta to Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage, which is also It's fun. I love the Heritage. It's a great golf course, but it is the absolute 180 degree turn from Augusta National, which makes it a great place on the calendar. And yes, it's close in the PGA Tour. That's why it's always the week after Augusta. But you go from the biggest greens on the tour to the smallest greens on the tour, from basically fairways that are the widest on the tour to the narrowest fairways on the tour in 1 week. And that's what kind of makes it fun to watch.
Yeah, and very scoreable most of the time. Dustin Johnson will be there. Zach Johnson will be there. And Will Zalatoris will be there. As you mentioned, Bryson DeChambeau has withdrawn.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, 330 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And yes, 4007 Masters Week with a smiley face. It's always great to have that each and every year. We got it twice within 5 months. And now we got to wait another calendar year before we can focus in on Augusta National one more time. We'll take a break, come back. We got some college athletics news, especially basketball news when we come back. Scott, Mark, and Buttons with you. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking, engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while offering superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. You'll spend way less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber can't wait to help you create the deck of your dreams. Stop and see them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code HANSEN100. That's Hanson with an O, 100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Timberwolves or Nets. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code Hanson100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on Timberwolves or Nets to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
For years, Fong's Pizza had a reputation built on people wondering, they did what? With pizza? All because we decided to see what Chinese food tasted like as pizza. Well, we did it again. And this time with cereal. We've taken some of your favorites like Crunch Berries and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and we reimagined them as pizza. And they taste amazing. Come try for yourself. It's the perfect weekend brunch or dessert pizza. Fong's Pizza. No rules, just great pizza.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
3:33, we are back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Again, letting you know that starting next Monday, when you hear us interrupt any radio show on the Gym with the cash keyword, head to KGYMradio.com and enter in that hour's keyword for your chance to win $1,000. There are multiple times to win on multiple KGYM frequencies. Of course, that would be 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM throughout the day, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT as well. That starts next Monday. Mark that down and go to KGYMradio.com. That's KGYMradio.com, our website, for more information on that. Text line available, phone line available as well, 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark with you, buttons on the other side of the glass as we come your way in a Monday edition of the program. Coming up later this week, Wednesday, Ben Visser covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette will be joining us, and we will discuss Iowa State spring football, T.J. Otzelberger, and we'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Joe Rivera is going to join us to talk some baseball, and then Leah Vann will join us from the Gazette to talk Iowa football coming up on the Friday edition of the program. And college basketball, and speaking of Iowa State, Mark, some splashes made over the weekend as far as the Cyclones and new coach T.J. Otzelberger are concerned, as he brought in two more transfers off the portal. And one of them, a former Cyclone who went out to play for T.J. Otzelberger in Caleb Grill.
Yeah, he is rejoining the Cyclones, and Gabe Kalscher, the Minnesota player, is transferring to Ames. And over the weekend, Otzelberger also got notice that Tyrese Hunter, the four-star guard out of Wisconsin, has recommitted to the Cyclones. So all in all, pretty good weekend for the program.
Not bad, not bad. And did lose Coleman Landis, though, who's going to be going to his third team in 3 years. And apparently Will is very confident he will be immediately eligible. Again, I'm not asking how in the world this works, but that's the way it works anyway. And, of course, Rashear Bolton leaving the Cyclones as well. A lot of people very happy, especially about Hunter coming in as far as Iowa State is concerned. He was the big prize as far as the Cyclones and their recruiting class with Steve Prohm was concerned. There's still a lot of work to be done, though, going from 0-18, even with a talent like Hunter. And you mentioned Gabe Kalscher coming in. As far as Iowa State is concerned, of course, spent his last few years as a part of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Had a very injury-plagued year last year, averaged 9 points a ball game, shot only 32% from the field last year, 24% from three-point range. He will be a senior, though, next year, and I would imagine will become immediately eligible as a grad transfer going into his senior year as far as the Cyclones are concerned. He's a long guard out there that has had some success shooting the threes, a very streaky shooter, but I think he's a guy that will help the Cyclones a little bit.
I do, too. I don't think he's going to be an immediate star by any means, but he's a 6'4 player, as you described, that can do a few things. 9 points, three rebounds, a couple assists a game last year for the Golden Gophers, and he had his moments. He had like 9 and 7 points in the games against Iowa, scored 15 against Wisconsin, 17 in the last game of the year. Nice piece, not a superstar.
Yeah, and we'll see. Hunter is going to come in and I think make an immediate impact. A couple of the other transfers coming in as well for Iowa State. T.J. Otzelberger is going the transfer route. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hunter is kind of the foundation to build over the next handful of years anyway. We'll see. But, you know, it's a – Iowa and Iowa State both need to do things, I think, as far as some transfers or some pieces are concerned, moving them around a little bit, both for different reasons, though. When you're 0-18 through the conference season, you might as well start from level zero, and that's exactly what T.J. Otzelberger is trying to do right here.
I think so, and Iowa did make a move, or at least one of its recruits made a move over the weekend, and Riley Mulvey, 6'11", 230-pound player out of the East Coast, is reclassified. He was a member of the 2022 recruiting class. He's going to reclassify, come in, and play next year for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And if you had Liam Robbins in your transfer portal pool for the Iowa Hawkeyes. He is off the board. Robbins, former Drake player, Minnesota player, is headed for Vanderbilt, where I believe his uncle is rumored to be in line for an assistant coaching job there at Vanderbilt. So there was that piece of news. I can't believe Iowa's done on looking at the portal.
No, I can't imagine they are. If you're a Division I team, and I'll ask this, and I'll ask the text line as well here as we come up on 340 on the Monday edition of the show. If you are a Division I coach, a Division I program out there, and you do not have anyone on your roster, especially a Power 5 or a pretty significant mid-major school, if you do not have anyone in the transfer portal coming in on your roster for next year, that's almost impossible, isn't it, to do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's you got to find somebody that can fill some sort of gap on your team, whether it's a starter or whether it's somebody coming off the bench. I mean, in this day and age, I think every year you got to go out and get somebody, don't you? Or at least, you know, spend a lot of your energy trying to get somebody that's going to help you.
Depending on your philosophy, and we've talked about Fran McCaffrey's philosophy in terms of, not unlike some other programs, but Fran big on a player being a fit for what he does and the chemistry of the team. I know that's very important for him. As far as Ryan Mulvey goes, now this is a kid who's only 18, 19 years old, played at a prep school in New York, and just looking at film on him, Scott, I don't know that he's going to be ready to contribute 30, 35 minutes a game next year. Again, he's 6'11", needs to put on some weight, showed mid-range in the film that film tape, whatever you want to call it, that I viewed. Shot-blocking presence, at least on that level. Is he an immediate answer? I'm not quite sure about that.
Well, Ogundele is there as well, coming back for the Hawkeyes. Maybe it's a 1-2 punch. I don't know. Maybe Iowa goes out and tries to find somebody as far as a portal is concerned, not named Liam Robbins out there. You don't necessarily have to have a 6'11", 6'10 guy. I mean, you can make hay with a 6'8 guy that takes up a little bit of space as far as the middle and playing with his back to the basket is concerned. You can always do that, but we'll see. Well, I'm with you, and keep in mind as well, bigs take longer to develop, and this young man is going to be basically a high school senior next year coming in. I have read a lot of comparisons maybe to a Les Jepsen from back in the day with Tom Davis, who was a 7-footer but about 220, 230 pounds from his days. You remember where Les was from. You have to remember the small town that Les Jepsen was from, Mark.
That would be Bow Bells, North Dakota.
Absolutely. Everybody knew where Bow Bells was in North Dakota out there. And he is reclassifying. 319-366-1600. Speaking of that, we go to the phone lines. Bring in Gary from Cedar Rapids on the Monday edition of the program. Wants to talk about reclassification here. And we'll try to answer your questions, Gary. How are you?
What the heck is reclassification? How do you do that? You go to you not graduate from high school?
I am not 100% sure.
Isn't that what the Ohio State player did, Scott?
Yes. Yeah, Ohio State had a young man that came in midpoint of the year, reclassified. I would imagine if you have enough credits in your high school or prep school or whatever the heck it is that you're coming from, that you can do that.
Was he going to a prep school?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he can skip a year of prep school?
Apparently that is the plan.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I read that and what the heck is that?
It's
how can you do that?
It's a new thing. It's within the last 2 or 3 years. There haven't been a whole bunch of them, but there have been a few, and certainly this is the first one that Fran and Iowa have gotten down the
line. I just wanted to know what the heck was going on.
Does that mean we all have one more year? Can we reclassify the other way?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Well, you have the transfer portal. I mean, how screwed up can things be?
Gary, thanks. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Gary with us here from Cedar Rapids at 3:44. 3:45 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It is a new thing.
Oftentimes reclassifying, at least maybe on the high school level, has to do with the process of holding your kid back and thus having maybe a more of an edge when it, you know, I graduated from high school at 17, not that I was going to be any kind of major college player, but I often wondered, you know, if I hadn't entered school at the time and I would have been 18 and a year older, you know, how that might have benefited myself. And I have a grandson in the same situation. Yeah, it often has to do with parents holding their kids back to try to maximize their athletic ability.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm in the same boat. I beat the deadline by 10 days, so I was very young for my class. And you speak of the state of Texas, Mark, where that was the vogue for a while in middle school, was to hold back big-time athletes, or what folks thought would be big-time athletes anyway. I believe the state of Texas and their association did pass something several years ago saying that that was no longer an option down there. So maybe we'll ask Leah that on Friday. She's from Texas, you know.
Yes, she is.
3:46 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. As we talked about that basketball news right there, and so Iowa State getting some guys, Iowa getting a center, and we'll see exactly how far that plays out. Coaching news as well, as far as women's basketball in the state of Iowa, a going, if you will, as far as Drake and Oklahoma are concerned. Both the Oklahoma men and Oklahoma women are going to have brand new coaches. As Sherry Cole announced her retirement a few weeks back, and Oklahoma did not wait long, and they came to Des Moines, and I think they got a pretty good one.
Yeah, Jenny Brancic, I think is how you pronounce it, the former Jenny Lillis, who actually was born in Cedar Rapids, moved at a very young age to Urbandale and played extremely high level at West Des Moines Dowling, I think, Scott.
Correct.
And has done very, very, very good at Drake. And Oklahoma went ahead and got her. We'll see where Drake turns next. She's a very good coach, at least at the Missouri Valley Conference level. We'll see what she can do in the Big 12.
Yeah, and I think a very good get as far as Oklahoma is concerned. And I know there were some people maybe that had their eyebrows raised a little bit on this one, as far as, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, you don't know exactly how much longer Lisa Bluter is thinking about coaching in Iowa City. And I know there were a lot of folks around the state that kind of had in the back of their minds, well, Jenny might come in and be the heir apparent. Former player for Lisa Bluter, come in, take over the reins. Probably, I would imagine, I mean, you never know. Again, you never know how it plays out. Jan Jensen, of course, associate head coach, as far as Iowa women's basketball is concerned. Who knows? Maybe she's thinking about it, but they came in together. Do they leave together? I don't know. Jenny Fitzgerald's in there as well. But a lot of people thought Jenny Brancic was going to be the heir apparent, as far as Iowa women's basketball was concerned. And who knows? I mean, heck, it could still happen. There is nothing set in stone that says that she has to stay in Norman for the next 35 years or whatever the case may be. But I think a good move by the University of Oklahoma certainly has put Drake women's basketball on the map, and it will be interesting to see who the Bulldogs are going to go after.
Yeah, Bluder is going to turn 60 years old later this week. And in my mind, she's a young 60, very vibrant and energetic, and I think really still has a big-time passion for the game. I don't see her exiting anytime soon, maybe the next 5 years. I have no idea. But she doesn't seem like a person who's ready to exit the arena anytime soon.
Yeah, I think she's going to stick around for the next three at least.
Yeah.
I think Caitlin Clark might influence somebody to stick around for a while as far as women's college basketball is concerned.
Good point.
Or any type of basketball is concerned, as a matter of fact. 3:50 here in the program. We will take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on this Monday edition of the show. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Protect your home and upgrade your curb appeal with National Hardware Gate products, all 11% off now at Menards. Designed for long life and maintenance-free operation, National Hardware has the perfect gate hardware solution for you. Pick from our beautiful selection in-store or online, all 11% off. Stop waiting and start saving today with 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 17th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
FilmScene's been a Midwest One Bank customer since we were founded, almost 9 years ago now.
We're talking with Andrew Sherburn from FilmScene Theater about Midwest One Bank.
This is a bank that cares about their community. Midwest One Bank is absolutely a partner in our business. We work with their loan department when we had to expand.
From loans to checking, business credit cards to treasury management and more, trust Midwest One Bank with all your business banking.
Midwest One Bank really is simply better banking.
Member FDIC. Loan subject to credit approval.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Mike Greenberg. Greeny.
In an Associated Press survey of Division I athletic directors, nearly 73% said allowing athletes to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness will decrease the number of schools that have a chance to be competitive in college sports. End quote. And I would merely ask, isn't that the worst reason you've ever heard to deprive a group of people from doing anything? Literally anything. First of all, the same five teams are in the college football playoff every damn year. I can tell you right now, in January, it's going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and then one of the following, Notre Dame, Georgia, and Oklahoma. How much less competitive can it possibly get? So you're not going to let the offensive linemen go sign autographs at a local car dealership for $1,000 apiece because you're worried it's going to impact competitive balance? Get out of here with that. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, ESPN Radio, and watch exclusively on ESPN Plus.
Welcome back. 3:53 here in the gym class on KGYM, 319-366-1600. And 6745 out of the 563 area code, having a daughter who played for Coach Baranchik. Oklahoma is not only getting a good coach, but a great mentor for young women. Read so many great things about Jenny, and I mean, I don't know her personally or anything like that as far as her days in Des Moines at Drake, but everything I read is that, yes, I would agree with you, 6745. Oklahoma is getting not only a good women's coach, a good men's coach as well, with Porter Mosier going there to be the new coach of the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks for that comment.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM as we make our way through a Monday. I mentioned later in the week, Ben Visser will join us to talk about the Cyclones as they have their spring football underway. Iowa spring football underway as well. Joe Rivera will join us, and Leah Van will join us coming up on the Friday edition of the program. Had baseball over the weekend as well, and it's still very early as far as the season is concerned. We're about 8, 9, 10 games deep, depending on how your team is doing. But we had our first no-hitter, and the first no-hitter thrown in San Diego Padre history, Mark.
Yeah, Joe Musgrave throwing a no-hitter and making history for the San Diego franchise. And we had a great pitching matchup yesterday with Kershaw against Scherzer. Clayton Kershaw getting the best of that one. And by and large, except for the Dodgers and the Padres, not much separation across the divisions through at least 10 games.
Which is pretty much par for the course.
Yeah.
I think. And yeah, what's the old saying that you can't win it in April, but you sure can lose it in April? And Mitch Keller getting a win for the Pittsburgh Pirates as well, the Cedar Rapids native. Good to see him with a good outing out there for the Pirates as they beat the Cubs in that particular start as far as Pittsburgh baseball is concerned. And yeah, so looking forward to it. Again, congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama. He gets the win. Good golf conversation that we had here on the program today. And looking forward to more of that coming up as we get through the week. And a little bit more football coming in to flavor as well. And very good article today that Leah Van had on Cooper DeJean, the young man from Otebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove High School. The Falcons, as they're known. Mark, that I didn't know he has two younger brothers coming. One's going to take over the quarterback duties for the Falcons next year. So this may not be the last DeJean that's going to be involved. Although the second one sounds like he's more of a college basketball prospect than a football prospect. But we'll see how it all plays out. It's fun to follow families like that.
He has an interesting read, and DeJean's just a terrific overall athlete. Thought he might be a basketball player in college at one time, but he's entering Iowa as a defensive back. We've seen players move to different positions, apparently very versatile. We'll see how his career turns out.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's going to start things off on the defensive side of the ball. By the way, we talked Friday with Scott Docterman of The Athletic. If you'd like to go back and listen to that podcast, please do so, kgymradio.com, as well as Apple or Spotify. Have that and all of our shows right there, including this one here in just a little bit. All right, Mark, you have a good night. We'll talk with you tomorrow at 3.
Stay calm, Minneapolis. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You're listening to The Gym Class right here at KGYM. Todd and Alex coming your way next.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain.